So what's up, family? Welcome back to the Social Advice Podcast. It's been well over a year since we've put out a podcast. We've been doing our best to help others build podcasts and content, and so it's left us a bit out of the loop when it comes to putting out our own content. I believe our last episode was from 2022, so that's about 2 years. But we're back and we are settled on doing a few things. We want to help you grow in a few different areas, that being your mindfulness, that being how you live your life, how effective you are, not just at growing a business or building a family or meeting new people or just having a better sense of wisdom and understanding about your life. And we're going to do that by interviewing people. We're going to do that about just me sitting here talking to you, sharing some insights, some daily meditation, some things that's been on my heart that I think will be beneficial to you. So with that being said, I'd like to welcome you back to the Social Advice Podcast, where it don't take that long to get right, shawty. Yeah, that feels good to say again. So if you go back and listen to some of our older podcasts, you'll know that that's our slogan. It don't take long to get right. A lot of people say you got to put in years and years of work. I believe in years and years of work. I've been at my craft for years and years. However, to see a change in your life, to see a change in your business, to see a change in your family, it starts with one step, and it does not take long to jump out there and get the momentum started. So with that being said, I want to start with what should be the initial foundation for all of us, which is gratefulness. And I view gratefulness as a gift, because some people are just complainers, some people are just negative, and they don't see their life being changed because they lack a sense of gratefulness. So today's podcast is entitled The Gift of Gratitude: Transforming Our Lives Through and With Thankfulness. So with that being said, I just want to jump right in. So we often hear about gratitude, especially around certain times of the year. And, you know, this is around Thanksgiving time, right? And with that certain time of year, it tends to make us say thankful things and say what we're thankful for, what we're grateful for. But gratefulness is a lot more than what you say and what you speak out of your mouth. It's a sense of living. It's a way of going about your existence. And in order to really have gratefulness, it has to be a lived experience. It has to be lived out. And so today we're going to uncover why gratefulness is not just a feeling, but a practice that can change our lives. So let's start at the beginning. Gratefulness or having gratitude is it's more than just you saying thank you. It's a deep appreciation for what we have in the world around us. So a lot of times we take for granted the things that we have. You know, I'm a techie. I like tech. You see all these little gadgets and gizmos around. I love these things. And so you have these things and then you'd start to take them for granted. They don't mean as much to you until you are in a place of need. And so then I place this thing away because I don't need it. I'm not as grateful. I'm not as mindful. I'm not as present of its value. So I place it away. But when I need it, without the sense of gratitude in my life, gratitude says I take care. So what happens is I put this away with care. That way, when I need it again, I can find it. So that I'm always approaching life with a sense of gratitude, because without gratitude, and I just chuck it somewhere or let somebody hold it and don't know, when I need it, I don't have it. So gratitude does something profound for us. It keeps us mindful about the things that we have and the importance of the things that we have. So even if they're not important to us right now, even if they're not in use, well, not important, but not in use right now, they still have value to us, and we take care of them even though it's not a mainstay for us right now. So again, gratitude is just more than saying thank you. It's a deep appreciation for what we have in the world around us. And it's about recognizing the good in our lives, even during tough times. And we often all battle with what's good about a bad situation. What's good about things falling apart? What's good about our lives not going on the trajectory that we want? But in those down times, in those bad situations, we find that there's always a good moment. There's always a star somewhere in there. You just got to look for it. And it's hard to look for these things without being grateful. You know, a lot of times we say things like, well, if I didn't get stuck in traffic, I might have been in that accident that happened. Or if this didn't happen, this wouldn't have happened. So sometimes negative things or things that we think that are not the best for us, if we have a sense of thankfulness and gratefulness, it changes our whole perspective and it changes how we view the world around us. So researchers have found that practicing gratitude can lead to a happier, healthier life. It's linked to better sleep, less stress, and stronger immune system. I'm gonna read that to you one more time. Researchers have found that practicing gratitude lets you sleep better, and you know some of us need better sleep, less stress, and a stronger immune system. And especially if your diet is not as great as it should be, you need to practice gratitude to help to build up your immune system. There is a science behind gratitude. And so what happens in our brain when we practice gratitude, studies have shown that being grateful activates regions in our brain associated with dopamine. So dopamine is the feeling you get when you see someone you love. Dopamine is the hit you get when you jump on social media and you just scroll. It's a pleasure release switch, if you will. It's the feel good neurotransmitter. This means gratitude can literally make us feel happier. But what does that mean for you? Sometimes you have to jumpstart being happy with just being grateful. Is everything going to work out to your specifications? No. But should you be grateful? Yeah, because being grateful will then in itself change your outlook and make you feel better about what you got going on. Gratefulness, gratefulness, gratefulness. So, gratitude should also be a daily part of your life. It should be a daily part of your life. So we're going to talk about how do you cultivate gratitude in our daily life. It can be as simple as keeping a journal, right? Writing down what you're grateful for. And if that's not your thing, right? Maybe it's propping up a camera and just talking into your camera saying on your phone and saying what went well for you and what you're grateful for today. And it's those little things about documenting what went well, what you're grateful for, even in the rough times, that changes your practices and makes you a better person and changes your perspective. Why is perspective so important? Perspective is important because your perspective dictates what comes out of your mouth. I'll say it again. Your perspective dictates what comes out of your mouth. So if you have a negative perspective, 9 times out of 10, you're going to say negative things. If you have a poor perspective, 9 times out of 10, you're going to always ask, how much does that cost? If you have a hateful perspective, you're going to find a way to see the wrong in something that someone is doing with a positive intention. But if you practice gratefulness, gratefulness will allow you to see the good in everything and stop being such a critic. In this day and age, everybody's a critic. Everybody has a social media platform and they can say what they feel about someone that they do not even know. They do not know the circumstances or the situation under which they are watching this video. However, they feel as though because it's their account, they have the right to critique and say whatever. But when you start practicing gratefulness, what I've found is that gratefulness sometimes makes me say, delete that. This has nothing to do with you. Don't leave that comment. Gratefulness for your own situation, gratefulness for your own job, gratefulness for your own business, gratefulness for your own relationships will keep you out of other people's relationships. Gratefulness for your own job will keep you from commenting on somebody else's job that has nothing to do with you. Gratefulness is an amazing way to regulate yourself. Gratefulness is just not for Thanksgiving. Gratefulness is to help you regulate your life. So gratefulness and having gratitude isn't always easy, though, especially during the hard times. But it's during these moments that gratitude can be most powerful. If you can change your perspective through gratitude in the toughest times, oftentimes the right people and the right situations will come to you because you were grateful in those moments. You handled those moments with care. You handled those moments with class and dignity. Is it hard to do? Yes, it's very hard to do. But is it worth it to do? Yes, it is. It's the art of not being petty. Gratitude gives you the ability to not be petty. So as I wrap up this short mini podcast today talking about gratitude, I want to encourage you every day to take a moment to reflect on what you're grateful for. It might just change the way you see the world. And finding gratefulness, find in the negative situation something to be grateful for. Okay? Find a reason to celebrate something, even if it's in a negative situation. Because in order to go to the next level of living, in order for us to really become who we're supposed to be, creatively, financially, spiritually, in our relationships, in our families, we have to have a sense of gratitude, because no one likes being around a person that's ungrateful. I tell my kids all the time, bro, don't be ungrateful. And they do pretty good about it, but I oftentimes have to remind them that gratefulness is not just what you say, it is in your actions. All right. That being said, I want to thank you for joining the Social Advice Podcast, where don't take that long to get right. Short. Remember, a little gratitude, guys, goes a long way. Until we see each other again, I want you to go over to my Instagram page. It's at Rock Mitchell. You can go to my Twitter from there. You can get to all podcast episodes from rockmitchell.info. We appreciate you. Love you guys. If you have topics you want me to cover, if you want to be a guest on the podcast and it makes sense, you can definitely hit us at rock@majorresultco.com, and we will get the process started of seeing what kind of conversation we can have about being a better us in the years and days to come. With that being said, I'll talk to you soon.